Are you still watching the first slide then?
Now we see the slide number four.
Okay. So, okay, so why our national strategy is such a big change? Well, the traditional idea at the national administration was that promoting cycling, it was a matter of responsibility of local authorities. That the only way to promote cycling was to build bike lanes and proper infrastructure for bicycles, and that was up to the local authorities, municipalities. And with this national strategy that is inside a new vision of our activity at the ministry, which is more into to manage the mobility as a whole, more than only build infrastructure. So now the national administration, we think that we can do a lot to boost cycling, not only our ministry, but many of them. Actually, the national strategy, it was launched not by our ministry, but by the whole government, the whole ministries of our country. So what can we do from the national administration to promote cycling? We can, on one hand, execute in action by our own to build infrastructure when it's up to us in our competences, and when we write and launch new regulation to think more on the necessities of cycling. And then on the other hand, the other block is coordinating the other administration policies and to assume a role of facilitator for these administrations, especially small municipalities that maybe they don't have all the resources, both human and monetary, that we could have in a ministry like ours. So the main works we are now in our activity is the designing the national road network that later my colleague Antonio Moraes will explain, and we are writing to the cycling infrastructure guidebook. Okay, according to the competencies in our country, the ministry, the national administration, can't rule cycling infrastructure in urban land. We can oblige, we can say to municipalities how they have to design and to execute the cycling infrastructure. But what we can do is provide recommendations, and we are happy to see the last months that most municipalities translate us the message that they will follow this recommendation. Even if it's not a law, they are not obliged to follow them. Most of them will do it. So we think that it will represent a big change, this guidebook too. We expect to launch this guidebook hopefully on January from next year, in 2023. These are some examples of the content of this